Chris, here's one for you. It comes from Caitlin, who is in Nottingham.
How do ants know if the queen dies? Are they telepathic?
So, telepathic ants. Fact or fiction, Chris?
That's, well, to be honest, it's not a far cry from what they're able to do. So I guess if telepathy is being able to sense someone's emotions or their internal state or what they're thinking, ants kind of do have a way of being able to do that. So they use chemicals, smells, pheromones, and queens actually emit what we call a queen pheromone in the colony. And what this pheromone does is actually it tells the workers in the colony that she is the queen, but it actually has another role as well. So it acts as a infertility sort of signal. So it suppresses the ovaries of the workers and stops them from reproducing. So if the queen dies, she obviously stops emitting that signal. And that's how they are able to tell whether or not the queen is present anymore. And actually, the workers themselves can then start laying eggs and trying to get some reproduction.
Is that what happens? So if the queen is lost for whatever reason, then will a new queen emerge from amongst the ranks, if you like?
So it really depends on the species. But in your sort of average ant, then generally no. So the queen, once she's lost, she's lost. And in bumblebees as well, once she's lost, she's lost.
So what happens to them? What happens to the colony? Does it just sort of go into anarchy or something?
Yeah, so again, it depends on the species. But if it's a species where workers are able to still lay eggs, they can lay male eggs. So they haven't been fertilized, so they're not able to make males or make females, but they can lay male eggs, which will basically disperse and mate with the queen. So it's an opportunity for, if the queen dies, it's this sort of second resort for the workers to get some reproduction in.
Ah, so the genes live on,
yeah,
even though the
exactly.
colony itself may be the end of the road for them. Rachel.
So if they've, I don't know, made some great structure that they live in the end, does everybody in that one die and then that's kind of left empty? And then is it just left forever or does another team of ants move in?
Yeah, so as I said, the workers can only produce males because they've been mated. And without the queen there producing more workers, then obviously the colony eventually just dwindles. The workers die off. And yeah, that sort of residence is empty. And in honeybees, you might get colonies actually moving in and trying to utilise that space. And in ant colonies, because they're just made out of soil, they'll just eventually collapse or another colony might use it, yeah.
My garden looks like a lunar landscape from all these ants' nests that have sprung up. I wish a few of them would actually die. And I don't mean that in a nasty way. They're just ruining my garden. Blinking things.